guys. So recently I got interviewed by Hein Kaiser, a senior reporter for The Citizen, where we unpack Zuma's Twitter game that tops Roma Pause's Twitter game. And this led to an interview by Tumelo Mototwane, news anchor at ENCA. It was quite an interesting, quick little conversation that you might want to listen into just to get an understanding of the eye of the storm to the upcoming elections. Thank you, guys.
Now, election campaigns are in full swing ahead of the municipal elections. The ANC will launch its election manifesto today, but is also using online platforms to woo in voters. However, some voters are using the platform to express their views of the governing party. A digital analyst, that's Carmen Murray, has been tracking what has been said online about the ANC, and she joins us live from Cape Town to give us some insight. Carmen, good to have you, and good morning to you. I think before we get into what the ANC is saying and what people are saying about the ANC, let's talk about the general, analysis of political parties and their social media platforms. Because I think when social media was starting to become popular, they were a bit resistant with having online presence. But now it seems they're coming in full swing, making use of these social media platforms.
Totally true. I mean, I'll just give you an example. When this citizen initially interviewed me, we had no idea the depth and length of the breadth of how people are interested about this situation. And it shows you the power of online activity. People spend over 10 hours a day alone just on social media. It's their go-to place to get their information. So social media is not something to be ignored. In fact, it should be part of a far more integrated campaign, because that's where people make decisions. They're not always going to attend your rallies. What they are going to do is they're going to look at the answer to the questions that they're asking.
Yeah. So how would you then assess the ANC's online presence? Are they doing a fairly good job? Are they present enough?
What the research is showing us, and I'm going to talk in correlation with Zuma, right? So if you look at Cyril Ramaphosa, he's got over 2 million followers on Twitter. And then you've got Zuma, who's got 605,000 followers. Now, bear in mind that his followers, he only started gaining in 2018 when he joined the platform. But he plays out of the Donald Trump playbook. He uses his personality. He reports from his own Twitter account and he engages with these audiences. We've even seen that he is following all the ANC provincial accounts. He is following every single ANC account. We've even seen him following a few sexy, provocative ladies on his account. But I think Nkandla is very busy at this moment in time. But if we go into Cyril Ramaphosa's account and who he's following, he's only following eight people or eight accounts. And those eight accounts is not his wife. It's basically the African Union and the leading ANC party, parliament and accounts. And he's not following the Youth League, whereas Zuma is following the Youth League. And in order to have your finger on the pulse, I do think that this is very important. This weekend's activities that we've seen is all about the youth being upset that the Youth League has completely dissipated. There's no activity happening. Promise after promise, the same thing over and over.
So what are the people and the public's view on the ANC online? I mean, what are they saying about the ANC? What are they saying to the ANC, including their prominent figures, such as the former ANC president, Jacob Zuma, as well as to the current president, Cyril Ramaphosa?
Look, I mean, we focus more on Cyril Ramaphosa. It was just important for us to draw similarities. But what people are saying is they're not looking for grants. They are looking for jobs. They are tired of lies. People believe that once they get the votes, they run away and they don't follow through with the beliefs or what they are, their policies and what they're promising. The research is also showing us that people are not happy that the Youth League is forgotten. And the fact that the president alone is not following the Youth League in a time when we have an average age of 27 in South Africa, the youth is at a staggering high unemployment rate. This means that it sends alarms, and what is the plans in order to create better jobs, but also for the ANC, the questions that people are asking is in comparison to Zuma versus Cyril, is why is Zuma famous? People want to know, what did he study? So almost in an aspirational way. When it comes to Cyril, people want to understand, is he a Zulu? You know, what is his culture? That means that people don't know much about him on a personal level, where with Zuma, he follows Ronaldo. He makes it very clear, you know, what his hobbies are and what his interests are. And what it's showing us in general on all political fronts is that personality in politics matter. Online matters, and one can't disregard it.
Now, with that being said, Carmen, I just wanted to ask you just how important then is online presence and social media engagement for political parties, particularly at this time, given that we are leading up to the 1st of November, that's the local government elections.
If we look at political parties, and I'm sure that you'll be aware of this as well, one of the biggest challenges that they have is they can't advertise. A lot of online platforms and broadcasters don't allow advertising. So they need to build relationships with people, not just for election periods, but during their entire time of leading. And I think for a long time, or not I think, the research is showing us for a long time that the legacy of ANC has always been the crutch. But now one needs to realize there's a new generation. If we look at one of the most searched pages on the website of ANC, it is, what is the legacy about, and who are the officials? It's important to...
We'll have to leave it there, unfortunately, due to time, but thank you so much, Carmen. Point taken, strong points and statements that you're making there for political parties to consider, really, at this time. Digital analyst, Carmen Murray.